Loads still to come in our programme today, and we'll squeeze it all in the next 50 minutes. Numerology. Jane Alton's explaining the theories behind magic numbers. As you know, we Harper Beckham's got a middle name, 8. We are going to Hamburg, 7, sorry, it's close. Graham Virtue's here with his TV guide. We're going to Hamburg to look at the au pair company that want grannies to look after families. The grannies will miss their own grandchildren. That's the flaw. If there is a flaw in that, it's that the grannies got other things to do. They've got their own grandchildren.
Well, that's very true. Unless they've grown up.
Could be. Anagram time.
Yeah. Here is the anagram. And the anagram was liar's job true. And as John Beattie said as well, it was Julia Roberts. That was the answer. And those who got it right, Galen Kilmarnock got it right, as did Dorothy and Irvin, Rona and Toward, Liz and Bruce in Edinburgh, Malky Campbell, Bridge of Weir, Marion and Ely, Jim C in Glasgow, Jim the Kilt from Portree, Maggie the Dob, Maggie the Dog Groomer, and Do Ron. Oh, and Betty and Fife got it right as well. So, well done to everybody. And as you said, Fred, we're asking about your granny today. And Stephen Mallon says, my grandma used to call us all us grandchildren, damp wee devils when we got her out, which conjured up some weird images of a wet devil. Yeah. And Kenny from Greenock says, my granny came from North East, sounds very much similar to Fred's granny, probably a Scottish granny. Great fun, great food, soups, jams, bread, and very funny. So that was from Kenny. And Ned says, granny hadn't been so well one day, so I took her out for the day. We stopped at a hotel for a refreshment. I asked Gran if she'd like a whisky, as she was well known for her liking the stuff. And no, son, she said. The doctor said, nae mair whisky. Cup of tea then, granny. No, I'll have a vodka and iron brew.
I've got another granny drinking story, which was granny was offered a sherry and feigning hardness of hearing. Granny, do you want a sherry? What's that? A sherry. Maybe. What have you got? Sweet or medium? Eh? Sweet or medium? I'll have large.
So we want to know your granny jokes. Tell us your granny stories. What do you remember about your granny? Tell us. 0500 92 95 00. Email fred@bbc.co.uk or text us on 80295.
3, that's a magic number.
Have you ever muttered something sotto voce when granny was in the room?
Share that.
I heard that.
I know exactly. Talk about selective flaming hearing.
3 is a magic number, so is 7. 7! That's how David and Victoria are insisting that Harper's middle name is pronounced. Why are 3 and 7 deemed lucky? Well, here to explain, perhaps, is numerologist Jane Alton. Hello, Jane Alton.
Hello.
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
You don't have a lucky number, do you?
No. Well, I like the master energies, the 11s and the 22s.
Master energies?
Yes, master energies.
You're way ahead of me already. where did they get their energy from, Jane?
Well, master energies, a particular one is the 11. I mean, David Beckham, for instance, has got loads of 11s in his chart. Uh-huh. And you talk about the 7, and the essence of his personality is a 7.
Right.
So there's 7s all over his charts. We use numbers every day, but they're sacred symbols. And, okay. You know, the 7 in particular is the most spiritual number.
Where does the chart come from? From your date of birth?
Yes, your date of birth and your name at birth. You know, I do life maps, etc.
Your name.
Yeah, I mean, the ancients, whenever they believe when you name something, you make it sacred. When you name something, there's that cross in time and space.
Uh-huh.
You define a birth energy, if you like. We all vibrate in different ways, and numbers are just a very good way of defining vibration. Everything's right. Made of the same stuff, it just vibrates in different ways.
Wow.
Is it the name itself, or is it the time that you named?
The actual name on your birth certificate, even if you never use it, is very, very powerful.
Right.
I mean, for instance, I'm a twin. Uh-huh. My twin sister has a different name to me, but we have the same date of birth. So we've got the same mission, which comes from your date of birth, but we have a completely different way of completing that because we have different names. Mm. So name is very powerful. Uh-huh.
Has she got a short first name as well, Jane?
No, she's got a completely different name to me.
What's her... Can I ask?
What my name?
No, what's her name, Jane?
Oh, her name's Angela.
Angela.
So it's a completely different vibration. From your name comes things like the key to your door, the impetus for your soul, etc. Uh-huh. So names are very powerful.
Crikey. I didn't know there was all this tied in with the numbers, because it does sound like there's a bit of superstition or maybe a bit of religious belief thrown in here as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, the numbers are all over, you know, 7 is all over the Bible, etc. 7 is a very spiritual number. Different numbers come up at different places. I mean, for instance, You were talking about the Olympics 2012, which is a very, very powerful year.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole shift in energies coming through. And London, when you, because from each letter you get a number. And London, the expression number for London is an 11. It's a 2911 too. It's about bringing in the light. London's also it's the star chakra of the planet, so it's very significant that we're having the Olympics. 2012, if you add up 2012, you get a 5, which is all about change, big time.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, Glastonbury is also the heart chakra of the planet, so it's very significant the Olympics are taking place in London 2012.
Right. Can I throw my date of birth or Karen's date of birth?
Oh, I've already had a look at your date of birth.
Oh, you
is
have.
That all right?
Yeah.
Because you were born on the 29th, which is
I
an 11.
Was.
29 is all about bringing in the light. If you think of the shape of 11, it's a channel. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through you, coming through on the 2 of emotion.
Uh-huh.
The fact it's the 29th, the day you're born, that's just sort of 10% of your energy, but it's very significant. It's your approach on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
11, it's about being visionary, idealistic, inspirational. It's about changing the way people think. It means you may exude a confidence and charisma you don't always feel inside, but it's about attracting people to you and having the potential to change the way people think.
I think I better get my birth certificate and just verify that it was actually the 29th. And my name.
Yes.
Now, does the story behind the name have any significance?
When you say the story behind the name,
yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, you've obviously got a different name at birth to the name you actually use.
Well, my birth certificate is Frederick Macaulay, and there's no middle name.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the story behind that because we're talking about grandparents.
Yeah.
And I said that my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather had all been called Frederick Macaulay.
Excellent.
And my dad was under pressure to call his firstborn son Frederick.
Exactly.
But he didn't want to do that. So my big brother is called Duncan. But then just before I was born, my grandfather died.
Yeah.
And there was a kind of a nostalgia. So they decided that they would have a Frederick, and that's where I got my name from.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Frederick, if you're interested, the key chador with the name Frederick is extremely spiritual. It's a 52-7, actually. It's almost about being pushed to the edge to trust that inner voice. And the name Fred, which you use most of the time, it becomes a 2-4-6, which is all about taking
Explain what the 2-4-6 is, please.
That's about, the 6 is about taking responsibility.
But where do you get that from?
Just from adding up the letters.
All right.
You know, an F is a 6, an R is a 9, an E is a 5, a D is a 4, etc.
Is there a kind of chart where I can check these, you know, numbers?
If you go onto my website, janealton.com, there's a free numerology guide which explains a lot of this.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's very significant names. For instance, your surname, that's your hereditary number. That's the sort of family you inherit, if you like. And it's very significant that you've got the same name, you know, the name Frederick runs through the family.
Mm.
It means, you know, everyone with that name will have the same sort of key to the door. With the name Frederick Macaulay, you'll all have the same expression number, which is how people see you, you know, and also your soul urge will be the same, which is all about freedom. And on a life map, the hereditary number is very significant. It shows the basic patterns emerge with certain names.
Right.
A life map is literally from 0 to 99. Every single year, your approach during your formative productive harvest years, the challenges, the essence of what happens, etc. And all of this comes from your name and your date of birth. So if you've got the same hereditary number, there will be certain patterns that
Is there any way, can we prove that things occur within certain years of one's life?
Well, everything goes in cycles.
Mm-hmm.
You see it all around you. And this is just defining that cycle, defining that vibration.
I am struggling to keep up.
It's actually quite simple. It's basically defining your vibration. The theory is we're all born into a unique set of circumstances to complete the unique bit of our puzzle. So we have certain lessons to learn, possibly karmas to turn around.
Nice.
And the theory is the universe wants us to complete our unique bit of the puzzle. So if we know what we're here to do, it can explain why certain situations might keep coming up, why certain people are in our world. Even if we don't like them, there's a reason they're there. And if you understand the lessons, or, I mean, for me personally, I've got a lot of 13 therefore karma, which means I may have avoided work and responsibility in a previous life and I'm being forced to work really hard for everything. But, you know, I used to take that very personally until I sort of understood what I'd done in previous lives. So it's sort of understanding why certain situations keep coming up. I do a lot of relationship charts that show literally the connection with other people. For instance, if you're married, there's a mission that comes from that date. If you're divorced, there's a mission that comes from that date. And it all goes on this relationship chart. And, you know, it explains why certain situations keep coming up.
What's the website, Jane? I think
just janealton.com.
I'll need to go and study.
I thought
we were going to be talking maths,
With numerology, there's no judgment whatsoever. Yeah. It's just defining the vibration that you're born with.
Right.
And it just helps sometimes to know what you're here to do, because it can be tangible, the universe supporting you and guiding you when you're doing what you're put on the planet to do.
If I met you in a pub, and you were talking to me.
I do talk about other things as well, I promise. I'm a bit passionate about my numbers, but I do talk about other things. Oh, sorry.
Not at all,
I'm talking too quickly, probably.
I just wondered, just before you go, does Angela share your passion?
Not really, no. We're very different people, that's even
amazing.
Though we're born on the same day.
Uh-huh.
You might be interested to know your brother Duncan,
The
key to his door, 10:17 is a 213, which is he's full of ideas.
Yeah. He's full of ideas.
And he can probably talk for England with the three. Bit like his brother.
He's Scottish, though.
Yeah.
But he can talk for England.
Yeah. He'll probably have some interesting conversations.
Jane, this last 10 minutes has been absolutely fascinating.
Thank you very much.
10 is the magic number. That's all the time we've got to speak to Jane there. She's got a website if you're into numerology. If you're into music, get in touch with Brian Burnett. He's looking for suggestions.